This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation Tuesday over allegations he sexually harassed at least 11 women. The three-term governor said his resignation would take effect 14 days after his announcement. His resignation came as the state legislature mounted a campaign to remove him from office by impeachment. Cuomo continues to deny he intentionally disrespected women and said the allegations were politically motivated attacks against him. Cuomo will be replaced by Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former member of Congress. She will be the first woman to serve as New York governor. New York State Attorney General Letitia James said last week that Cuomo's alleged targets were current and former employees of the state government. She said the probe uncovered a, quote, climate of fear created by Cuomo's behavior that included unwanted kisses, groping, hugging, and making unacceptable remarks. She said the investigation also found that the Democratic governor retaliated against at least one former employee for complaining about his actions, and a top aide to Cuomo, Melissa DeRosa, resigned on Sunday. The state attorney general's report found that she had aided the governor's alleged effort to retaliate against one of the women who had accused Cuomo of harassment. Facebook said on Tuesday it had removed a network of accounts from Russia that it linked to a marketing firm which pushed anti-vaccine content about the COVID-19 vaccines. The social media company said it had banned accounts from a Britain-registered, Russian-operated marketing firm for violating its policy against foreign interference. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents tightened their grip on captured Afghan territory on Tuesday, with one European Union official saying they now control 65% of the country. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden urged the nation's leaders to fight for their homeland. A capital in a northern province fell to the Taliban on Tuesday evening, according to residents who reported Afghan security forces retreated toward the desert. It's the seventh regional capital to come under the control of the Islamist militants in about a week. But President Biden says Afghanistan's troops outnumber the Taliban and must want to fight. The U.S. president claims he does not regret his decision to withdraw American troops, noting that Washington has spent more than $1 trillion over 20 years and lost thousands of soldiers in the Afghan war. The Ethiopian government appealed Tuesday for its citizens to join the military to fight the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, in the embattled Tigray region. The appeal from Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's office follows the government's unilateral declaration of a ceasefire in June as its military retreated from Tigray. Representatives of Abiy, the TPLF, and the Tigray Emergency Task Force did not immediately comment. In a statement, Abiy's office said, quote, now is the right time for all capable Ethiopians who are of age to join the defense forces, special forces, and militias to show your patriotism. The TPLF, which ruled Ethiopia for three decades, now controls Tigray. The TPLF-led authority administering the region says it is the Tigray regional government. Ethiopian federal authorities say that government was dissolved and that a provisional administration has the mandate in Tigray. And the U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it is providing more than $50 million in humanitarian aid to citizens of Myanmar. The country is suffering a humanitarian crisis sparked by the February 1st military coup. The coup in the Southeast Asian country, formerly known as Burma, has led to deadly protests against the military government. Clashes have involved several armed ethnic groups fighting against the ruling junta. The violence has forced thousands of people to flee their homes and caused shortages of essential goods such as medical supplies needed to fight what a UN official has called a severe COVID-19 third wave in Myanmar. She said officials have recorded more than 3,600 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday alone, and the number may be higher as testing is not being done across the country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.